interesting.
John?
We'll shift gears here. There's a meeting going on in Vienna on Thursday and Friday of this week. It's the Nuclear Suppliers Group, and this group is talking about what something which actually could be one of the most important legacies of the Bush administration. The Global Nuclear Club, which meets in Vienna today, has to approve the agreement that was announced in 2005 between the Bush administration and the government of India to sell nuclear goods, civilian nuclear goods. Joining us now is Nathan Hodge, senior writer for Jane's Defense Weekly and also the author of A Nuclear Family Vacation, Travels in the World of Atomic Weaponry. Nathan, thanks for joining us.
Thanks very much.
You're down in Washington. How important, first of all, is this nuclear supplier group meeting?
No, this meeting really is critical. And the heart of the matter really is that India, as a matter of national pride, wants to retain the right to test nuclear weapons at some point in the future, if it so decides. Now, the deal that the United States is pushing for before the Nuclear Suppliers Group does not contain a provision that would basically revoke the agreement to supply nuclear goods and know-how to India if India resumes testing.
So India's understanding is that they're free to test, but according to a secret Bush letter to Congress, it seems that the Bush administration actually has other ideas.
That's the other interesting thing going on down here in Washington. You know, the administration through the State Department has privately assured, you know, Congress through this sort of secret back channel that it would cut off nuclear trade with India if India does test a nuclear weapon. But it's not pushing, it's basically pushing for a waiver that would include no such limitation in these discussions with the Nuclear Suppliers Group.
Well, some of this tough talk made its way back into the Indian press, and I gather there's some criticism of the United States going on in India, which may rock the deal from the other end.
Yeah, and interestingly enough, I also did a quick scan of the Indian press today, and really what they're talking about is kind of what they describe as this non-proliferation lobby, you know, looking to scuttle this deal, which is so key to, you know, Indian national prestige. And it has, I think one of the reasons I think that this Bush letter was withheld, or the State Department letter was withheld, was over precisely concerns that, you know, the Indian government could even could fall if those terms were disclosed.
Hmm. So India has not signed the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty, and that is one reason why this agreement and what happens in Vienna this week is going to be very closely watched, certainly by Pakistan, certainly by Iran, probably even by Israel. Is that your view?
Absolutely. And in fact, for the research on our book, we took a trip to Iran last February, and one of the things that did come up in our conversations with Iranian officials was their feeling. Iran, for instance, is a signatory to the Non-Proliferation Treaty, and they felt that there was something of a double standard being applied to them. And there's been a lot of saber-rattling over the past few months, both by Israel and the United States, over Iran's nuclear aspiration. Now, Iran has basically said that it seeks only peaceful nuclear know-how. It's not trying to build the bomb. But, you know, there people that we spoke to in Iran said at the same time, if there is a bombing, if there is some kind of military action against Iran, we would withdraw from the Non-Proliferation Treaty, and there goes all of your international oversight of their nuclear program.
Well, perhaps it was hyperbole, but I said in the introduction that this could be one of the biggest policy legacies of the Bush administration. Fast forward 10 years, how do you think we will view this agreement if it goes through?
Well, look, it really is a massive thing, and I think that it's been covered very closely in the Indian press, but in the U.S., we really haven't heard enough about it. I mean, think back 10 years ago when basically India and Pakistan rocked the entire world by both conducting nuclear tests. 10 years from now, if we look at basically the continuation of basically a nuclear arms race between India and Pakistan, it will have seemed like a missed opportunity. And I think that what's coming back on the radar right now with the current election campaign is this idea that we really, really do need to reinvigorate nuclear nonproliferation. We need create more disincentives for countries to go nuclear.
It's under the radar, should be over the radar. Nathan Hodge, senior writer for Jane's Defense Weekly, thanks so much for joining us from Washington.
Thank you very much.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here? And maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.